Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Anchor gives you everything you need. It's one place. And by the way, it's for free. You can use your phone, your tablet, your laptop, whatever. Creation tools allow you to record and edit your podcast so it sounds great. They'll distribute your podcast for you. You can be heard everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, Apple, Google Podcasts, and so much more. You can easily make money from your podcast with no minimum subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Get started right now. Download it. You know you want to. Let's go. Everybody, Lee Houston and David Burton here. We're coming at you a little early today. How you doing, man?
I'm doing alright.
Let's go back. Let's take it back to this whole week. And as far as SummerSlam build-up is concerned, SummerSlam, everything else happening, what your thoughts going on?
Wow. How about first thing we got to do is trust the elephants in the room, trust the new champions. Congrats to Damian Priest, who defeated Sheamus. New United States champion, RK-Bro, Randy Orton, Matt Riddle, beating AJ Styles and Almas. And of course, Charlotte Flair, beating Nikki A.S.H. and Rhea Ripley, becoming the One Ball Women's Champion again. And, of course, the return of Becky Lynch, the new SmackDown Women's Champion. When WWE can make their fans go crazy and then piss them off within 30 seconds.
Yeah.
I was like, that was having Bianca Belair lose like that in 30 seconds, I think was bad. Very, very bad. Wrong move. To bury that woman like that. Which I'm not the only person who feels that way. A lot of people are upset and angry about it. But yeah, that was not good. That was not cool at all. Despite seeing Becky return, which I kind of knew was going to happen.
Oh, did you?
And of course, can't forget about another return in Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
Confronting Roman Reigns to end SummerSlam. And let's not forget what he did when SummerSlam went off the air, attacking John Cena. And I'm surprised he kept the new look. But let's not forget about the other matches that took place. Because we gotta have Drew McIntyre, who beat Jinder Mahal. We had Edge, who beat Seth Rollins, in an amazing match, by the way. Of course, Alexa Bliss defeating Eva Marie. Which, I don't know why did that match even take place on the card in the first place. There was no need for it to be on the card. Of course, Bobby Lashley defeating Goldberg. And we all know what happened. Lashley putting Goldberg's son in the Hurt Lock and Goldberg's sworn revenge. So, obviously, it's currently not over between Goldberg and Lashley.
Oh, of course not, man. We're on the street. Not we're on the street. It's out of wind, but it's coming soon. No, October. Is going to, they're going back to, I believe, either Saudi or Jeddah.
Yes, they are, for Crown Jewel.
Which one, though, Saudi or Jeddah?
I don't know. It might be Saudi. But yes, they're returning for the first time since early 2020. They're going to be returning with Crown Jewel. Of course, they're going to hold a pay-per-view on January 1st, 2022. First time ever WWE is holding a pay-per-view on January 1st, New Year's Day. And let's not forget Cameron Grimes. becoming the new $1 million champion that took place at TakeOver Samoa Joe defeating Jericho Cross, as I called. Now that he's on Raw, there's no reason for him to be NXT champion still. And that's exactly what happened. He lost the championship. Samoa Joe is the first ever three-time NXT champion. And Raquel Gonzalez successfully defending the women's championship.
Mm-hmm.
That was a pretty, pretty decent takeover.
I believe they're... Next week, we have a wedding going on, y'all.
Oh, God, not this.
Yeah, index. It's time to stop shacking. It's time to put the ring on the finger, man. We get married. Storyline wise, of course. But yeah, it's time to stop shacking. We get married.
And the Hartwell and Dexter Lumis.
And I kind of agree with you there, because sometimes it's good, sometimes it's like, oh my.
It's never good.
Wait a minute, hold up. So you telling me you didn't like Randy Savage and Miss Elizabeth getting married? Well,
I didn't care much for it. It wasn't really a match.
Oh my word. First of all, they were already married in real life. The storyline wise, they had to wait and everything. But yeah, you didn't like that?
No, but it was like the best running the company did, I'll say that. Mm-hmm. You know, every other wedding after that ended in some form of disaster.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that was the best one he did so far. But anyway, you're right, Dexter Lumis will marry Indy Hartwell and NXT.
I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to the I do. It's gonna be interesting. That's Lumis side.
Lumis is an interesting person.
He hasn't spoken since he stepped foot in NXT. So when they get to the I do, it's gonna be interesting.
He's spoken a few times. But I know the breakout tournament is over, Carmelo Hayes. Defeating Alexi Jones, he's won the breakout tournament. Mm-hmm. We gotta talk about Kyle O'Reilly defeating Adam Cole.
Bye bye.
In the 2-on-3 falls match that took place this past Sunday at TakeOver 36. What about
that?
You see the new ring there,
the
Karrion Kross.
Blah. I didn't like that.
Mask and everything. I did like the mask. The mask was cool.
Why put a mask on this dude? We know what you look like.
I don't know. I really don't know. I do like the mask though.
That's cool and everything, but it's pointless because we already know we already seen your face.
Cool.
You know?
I agree.
It's
cool, but I did find it was a little weird. Like, why does he have a mask on?
Mm-hmm.
Strange. And it was nice seeing the whole Randy Orton, Matt Riddle thing. It's pretty funny. Mm-hmm. And it was only a matter of time before he split Morrison and Miz, which I kind of saw coming.
I am really moistly disappointed.
Miz finally attacking John Morrison.
You can't be attacking.
It was only a matter of time.
You can't be attacking the Burger's Moist Wonder like that. On Moist TV.
It was only a matter of time before Miz snapped and attacked him.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like Alexa Bliss is going to be setting her sights on Charlotte Flair's Women's Championship.
Yeah.
We saw what Alexa did to Charlotte, interrupting her victory speech.
She's what, 13 or 12 time champion now?
Kind of, but they're actually saying, the reason they don't want to say that her actual number, she's actually at 14.
Woo!
If you count the two NXT women's titles she won, she's actually at 14. But they're saying 13 because they don't want anybody to know the actual number.
Yeah.
Which I don't understand, but yeah, she's really at 14, not 12.
Mm-hmm.
14-time women's champion, which is ridiculous. Man. I don't know why they're trying to hide it. Everybody knows that she's being forced down people's throats. She's the female John Cena. You might as well just tell the truth and say she's at 14 and the line says she's at 12. But mm-hmm. Yeah, let's not count the NXT title. So that's all they're doing, which is stupid. And let's not forget Dynamite. CM Punk will make his first appearance on Dynamite tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Christian, for his next title defense for the Impact World title, will be against Ace Austin. And I know you'll be happy to hear this. They got rid of that TNA title.
About time, man.
They got rid of that last week on Impact. Christian saying this is in the past.
Yes.
Time to focus on the new.
Preach it.
No more walking around with that belt. Yeah. Have the two belts. Have one belt.
Now, if you want to do something undisputed, that's fine. Take that one team, take that one Impact Wrestling belt you got, make it undisputed if you want to. But there's no point in having the TNA belt and the Impact Wrestling Championship belt.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if Christian really wants to, he's going to have to be Kenny Omega again at All Out.
Uh-huh.
Of course, other matches in the card, we'll see QT Marshall take on Paul White in his debut match. Of course, CM Punk will face Darby Allin in CM Punk's debut match, which I'll give AEW credit for. Have his first match on pay-per-view, make people pay for it. That's brilliant. That's smart. So to see them do something smart, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
They did the right thing. Wait and make people pay to see him perform. Wait and make people wait. Make people pay to see him wrestle. And don't have his debut match be on free TV, because that would be a huge mistake.
You won't appreciate him more if he's on free TV.
Absolutely.
Now just mean
let people pay for it.
Yeah, I spend them dollars, man. I spend the dollars, you gonna appreciate them both. I need to spend that money.
Well, yeah, that's the goal. You need to draw money.
Mm-hmm.
And I commend him on that. I was like, I hope they don't do that and have his first match be on free TV.
By the way.
Yeah, that would be.
By the way, happy birthday to the late, I'm talking about The Rock's father, Soul Man Rocky Johnson, yesterday, 24, yeah, yesterday. And of course, whether you like him, love him, hate him, indifferent, you know he's the evil genius himself. Happy birthday, late birthday to Vincent Kennedy McMahon.
Yeah. His birthday was yesterday. He turned 76 years old.
Mm-hmm.
76.
Well, he's still kicking with us, you know.
Pushing 80.
Oh, yeah. I look forward to seeing Vince if he can make it. I look forward to seeing him when he gets to his old upper years, like his 90s, his 100s. And he's still going to have the nerve to try to be working.
I don't think he's going to be working at that age.
I'm pretty sure. this dude, he ain't had a day off since the 1980s.
I don't care how old you are, you
got to
stop it
sometime. Yeah. This man had a good vacation. I'm talking about vacation, like leave the work stuff at home, go get on a plane somewhere, and chill out somewhere. Now, don't bring your work with you. Vacation. He had vacation a long, doggone time. This man, Vince, he gets off work around midnight, 12 midnight, okay? Probably in the limousine working. Probably on the plane working.
Yeah, he does.
He probably in his office at his house working. This dude
all that work.
You know?
All that work. And you're not making any new talent. Like, you have two part-timers wrestle for both your world titles in your second major show of the year. You need to make me start.
Yeah.
All that work and nothing.
That's the whole point of NXT, making stars. We know how to do it. Vince won't let people take the reins sometimes. We know how to do it, though. Awesome. You know?
He's like, oh, I don't think this guy can be a main event wrestler. He's like, you're wrong, Vince. Mm-hmm.
Like, my problem.
Right, give the guy a chance.
I'm gonna take you back to Bray Wyatt. Bray Wyatt took time off. But you know your mental health is more important than anything else in life. So he takes time off for his mental sake. And he comes, and next thing you know, he's out of a job. He, like Craig, he got fired on his day off. How you get fired on day off, Craig? Anyway, he's the hottest thing going, you fired him.
Yeah.
On his day off.
It was like you keep Jinder Mahal, but you let go of Bray Wyatt. That's smart.
Yeah.
Like, you get rid of the people that people care about, and you keep the ones people don't care about. And you keep your worst WWE champion for your last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Which was a mistake. Putting that belt on Jinder Mahal. Jinder Mahal is not a world champion. I kind of felt sorry for every person you had to work with. That was a during that period, especially Randy. Mm. I can only imagine how frustrating that has been.
Mm.
But are you kidding me? Man, that had to suck.
I wouldn't mind R-Truth getting a little serious and maybe, get a title shot. I'm not saying win or nothing. I'm just saying get a title shot. Maybe. That'd be nice to see R-Truth. You know, last thing he had a chance opportunity, David. Last thing he had a chance opportunity was 2011. Last thing he had a title shot. I just want one more title shot. You have to win the match to have the opportunity. You know what I'm saying? Hang on a second here. We lost some. One second, y'all. Let me reconnect to y'all. Excuse our technical difficulties, as always. One second here. Let's reconnect with them. That sucks. In the meantime, I'd like to see that. R-Truth having a championship match. You don't have to win the match. Just have an opportunity for it. And if I can get Dave back on the air, I think he'll agree on that. We'll agree on that. Hold on a second here. We do apologize for technical difficulties. Hold on a second. Hear me. Reconnect David Burton. By the way, it doesn't hurt to have a backup plan, man. If you need backup, you need deliveries, you need ride, you need whatever. You get backup deliveries and more LLC. They put the D in delivery. 888-71 backup. That's spelled BAKUP. 888-712-2587. Go to backupdeliveriesandmore.com. If you tell them Lee sent you, Lee Houston sent you, you might save some money. Let's get Dave back on the air here. I do apologize for that. Walmart still got you covered, man. They got everything on school supplies, the office supplies, back to school, back to the office. Whatever you got going on in your life, Walmart got you covered. Go to Walmart.com, or you can go in the store, put your mask on, and get everything you need for less, man. Save money and live a whole lot better. Walmart. And you got you covered. If I can get David, I'm going to be awesome. I'm stalling a little bit. That's cool, though. Anyway, so here we go. Okay. Yeah. There he is. We lost you a little bit. Anyway, I was saying that I would like R2 to get another title shot.
Who should get another title shot?
R-Truth.
Oh, yes. That would be nice
to see him do something else other than chasing after the 24/7
title.
Which
they only use the same two people. That's getting old.
Like, get a little more serious, you know? And let's have a, I'm not saying you gotta win the match. I'm just saying give him a title shot.
Well,
of course he should own it. You know? And the last time he had one was 2011. That's almost, it's getting near the 20s now.
That was 10 years ago.
Yeah, 10 years ago. 2011, last time he had a title shot.
Truth, who's been a tag team champion, and a former two-time United States champion. I wouldn't mind seeing him United States champion again.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Damian Priest is the new United States champion. I thought it was somewhat of a decent match. It could have went a little bit better.
I thought the
Seth Rollins Edge match was the best match in the card, hands down. Like, the way those two went at it, that was the way a referee match is supposed to be. They took their time. They didn't overdo anything. They didn't overthink anything or rush anything. That was a well-played referee match.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they had an awesome match. Awesome match.
What's your opinion on the NWA stuff?
The what?
NWA.
I don't like the NWA. I always like the NWA.
What's happening? There you go.
Same old. They're building towards their NWA 73rd anniversary show. Of course, it will feature the return of Ric Flair. Ric Flair is coming home.
Mm-hmm.
For those who don't know, Ric Flair spent the majority of his career in the NWA. He's one of their biggest and homegrown stars. So to see him return is going to be awesome. I'm looking forward to it. They also have their all-women's pay-per-view in Coward, which will take place at the end of August, I believe it's this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Their first ever all-women's pay-per-view. The show will also feature women from both AEW and Impact Wrestling. Deonna Purrazzo will defend the Impact Women's Championship against Melina. And Camille will defend the NWA Women's Championship against AEW's Layla Hirsch. And the big double main event, of course, the big Invitational Battle Royal. When the winner of the Battle Royal will get a feature shot at the NWA Women's Championship. So it's going to be a pretty good show.
Hmm.
Of course, the 73rd anniversary show, all the titles will be on the line. Man, that's
going to
be interesting.
Man, speaking of AEW, if you have not, by now, you should have it if you have not got it by now. But it's still available. It's all good. To get the complete list of Jericho, man, read it. It's every match of Chris Jericho from day one to last week, available right now and forevermore at Jericho30.com.
Absolutely, it's very good. You're a Jericho fan or a wrestling fan, I recommend you check it out.
And he will address the world about what's the future of Jericho. I have a feeling he's going back on the road with Fozzy, so he's going to say goodbye to wrestling just for now. And
that is true, yes. He is scheduled to do shows with Fozzy. I believe they're doing 18 shows. Mm-hmm. In 18 different cities in the coming weeks.
So just for now, not forever, but for right now, he has to go do the Rock thing. He can't do both. So he has to go do the Rock thing with Fozzy. He'll be back whenever. And we'll find all the information tonight from Chris Jericho.
Uh-huh.
Paul Heyman read it. Whoever has the Money in the Bank contract a year from now, you got till that date to cash it in.
You're absolutely right about that. The current Money in the Bank is Big E. Nikki A.S.H. already cashed in her Money in the Bank.
Yes, and if he's smart.
I forgot to mention Dragunov, the new NXT UK champion, defeating Walton at NXT TakeOver 36.
Yeah, the world had to see that, man. We couldn't just keep it in the UK. The whole world had to see that TakeOver.
Hey, that was a hell of a match. That was a hell of a match.
I'll tell you this, man. It'd be nice if the Money in the Bank contract can extend to the NXT UK. A lot of work, though. That'd be nice. Hell, you cash in the NXT, you can cash in Money in the Bank with the NXT UK.
Yeah, but you know, they wanted to do that, I'm sure they would have done it.
Yeah. But congratulations to Dragunov. He's our brand new NXT UK champion. I would like to, corporately I'm speaking now, I assume they check in with the United States NXT now and then. They do their own thing over there in the UK. That's the whole, they're still NXT, but they do it since they're across the, you know what I'm saying? Since they're a long way away, they do their own thing.
Yes.
So they're a mighty long way away. But I would like to see one more time, I believe it's happened before, the NXT UK champion against the NXT champion.
That would be interesting.
If it has happened before, I'd like to see that.
That hasn't happened yet, but that would be cool. Interesting.
Yes, sir. That'd be nice to see. Not a confrontation, a match. The NXT champion versus the NXT UK champion. And that'd be cool to see. It's happened a while ago during the COVID era, during the Thunderdome era. I completely missed it. It was the NXT champion, the NXT Cruiserweight champion, versus the interim Cruiserweight champion. And it almost happened like I described it would be.
Oh, yeah, that was a good ladder match.
Yeah. It was almost what I wanted it to be, but it was pretty good.
You know, it was interesting because I was like, we were saying that they should do something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they did.
Every now and then. Every once in a while, they listen every now and then.
Man, that's when it happened, I was like, okay. They're finally gonna do it. One cruiserweight champion.
Mm-hmm.
And I gotta be honest, I was expecting what is his name? The guy's name. I forgot the guy. Not Santos Escobar, the guy he's facing.
Jordan?
I thought he was gonna win.
Jordan Devlin.
Yeah, Jordan Devlin.
Yeah, there you go.
Couldn't remember his name. I thought he was going to win.
Mm-hmm.
But I was surprised when he lost.
Yes, sir. We have one NXT Cruiserweight champion. I miss how NXT and 205 Live was sharing the Cruiserweight Championship. I miss that. But nonetheless, it's now on NXT brand.
Absolutely. Kushida, the current Cruiserweight champion.
Yes, sir. I'm looking forward to Money in the Bank next year. I'm looking forward to our first pay-per-view of the new year next year on New Year's Day. I got something to do on New Year's Day. That's awesome. As well, now I'm giving you a heads up on Crown Jewel, y'all. If you're not familiar with it, I'm going to spring you up a little bit. Crown Jewel is going to be, in either Saudi or Jeddah. And they have strict laws against women. So if we have women's match, it won't be like we normally have it here, you know, as far as their gear goes.
Yeah, you know women don't have a lot of freedom.
They just let women drive over there. They just let women drive. So when we have our women's match, if we have women's match in the Crown Jewel, it will not be in their traditional gear. So it'd be, I'm letting you know, heads up right now. Other than that, they're pretty, I like the arrangement they have. It's a 10-year deal. We're on our, third, fourth year?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a 10-year deal on our third, fourth year in Saudi or Jeddah, or the whole area over there. Last time, Crown Jewel, if I'm not mistaken, it was Brock Lesnar. He was our WWE champion. This is going to Cain Velasquez.
Oh, yeah, that's Crown Jewel. We're getting it mixed up with the other one, Super Showdown.
Yeah.
but he defended the WWE title against Ricochet. And Dark Side of the Ring.
Yes.
Scheduled to continue the third season. Of course, the third season had to be stopped prematurely due to, of course, COVID. But the third season will continue. And they haven't announced exactly when is it going to continue. But it's coming.
Well, I saw a date. I believe it's September 16th.
Oh, wait a minute. Let's see. Oh, September 16th.
Yeah.
September 16th. And of course, the episodes will have the WWE steroid trial.
I'm looking forward to that one.
Independent company, XPW. Yeah, that steroid trial was bullshit. To be honest, it was. The late Luna Vachon, Johnny K-9, the Japanese indie promotion FMW. Of course, the tragic life of Chris Canyon.
Who better than Canyon?
No, Chris Canyon, Jay Lesler, Captain Puff. Never really had the career he wanted, commit suicide and kill himself.
Lord have mercy.
Of course, a lot of shenanigans on the infamous plane ride from hell, which is called for a reason. You know, you have wrestlers on an open bar. I mean, you have an open bar in an airplane with wrestlers. Yeah. Everybody was on that plane. You know, the infamous fight between Mr. Perfect and Brock Lesnar, X-Pac cutting Michael Hayes' hair, JBL knocking out Michael Hayes, and Ric Flair running around in his robe naked.
That's going to be a really interesting story right there.
Absolutely.
Now, you all know, get a few drinks in Ric Flair, you know, that's bound to happen anyway. And land and sea and the air, get a few drinks in Ric Flair, and God knows what happens.
Yeah, some drinks in Flair, yeah, you never know what's going to happen.
I'm pretty sure it's not the bar in the world that's never heard of Ric Flair as a customer.
You know what? I think you're right.
I'm pretty positive. Every bar in the world, it don't matter where you at, you have a bar, you've probably had Ric Flair as a customer. You probably kicked him out a few times.
Oh yeah, he's been kicked out.
I'm pretty sure he's banned from one.
Yeah, there's been stories of him being kicked out of bars, being kicked off buses.
Surprised he's riding around in the bus. I'm riding around in a limousine or something. You're gonna be the nature boy.
The nature boy, Ric Flair.
You must be the great Ric Flair. You ride around in the bush. You must be riding around limousines.
Well, you know, those buses are for where when they tour the country, like in England, you get on the bus, you go from one city to the other city in England. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
To see where Flair turns up next, but we already know where he's gone.
Yeah. In the meantime.
WWE did announce that Survivor Series 2021 will take place at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York in November.
Boo. Why can't y'all come to Dallas, man?
Yep, Survivor Series will be at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn for the first time ever. It ain't the first time that Survivor Series has taken place in the surrounding New York area, but it will be the first time they'll take place at the Barclays
now. Yes, sir. It's going down.
Let's see here. Y'all know how we do it. It's like a balloon. You know, we get ready to end it, deflate a little bit. But anyway, in the meantime, we're gonna go ahead and click off here. We'll see you guys when we see you. Have a great week, and I hope you have had an awesome week of wrestling. If you didn't, you can check your DVR and relive it. Go on Peacock and enjoy it. Today's episode brought to you by Backup Deliveries and More LLC. It's always good to have a backup plan, man. All you need is, if you need anything from them, all you got to do is, I have my number, my information right here. Excuse me 1 second. And 1 second here. Okay. Backup Deliveries and More LLC. They put the D in delivery. 888-771 Backup. BAKUP. 888-712-2587. Backup Deliveries and More.com. Check it out. Also brought to you by Walmart. Save money a whole lot better. Go back to school, going back to work. Need something at the house? Walmart got you covered, man. So save money a whole lot better with Walmart, with your mask. You got to get on out of here. Have a great, awesome week. We'll see you next time.
Absolutely. Be safe.
See you, everybody.